62 years ago, Dorothy Count Scoggins was ridiculed, spit on, and heckled as she walked through the front doors of Harding High School on Irwin Avenue, the first African-American to enroll there. Things became so bad for Count Scoggins that her parents withdrew her about 2 weeks later out of fear for her safety. On Friday, Count Scoggins received a different welcome at Harding, now the Irwin Academic Center, a day in honor of her historic walk to break down racial barriers. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The entire school seems to have turned out to give Dorothy Count Scoggins a welcome that she didn't have when she came here in 1957 to integrate Harding High School.
Students and staff lined both sides of the street leading to the entrance of the school. They hold signs of all shapes and sizes with messages telling Count Scoggins how proud they are of her and how much they love her. From the youngest to the oldest, they all knew who this special day was for and what she had done.
Dorothy Count is the first black woman that went to the school.
We're going to give her like a warm welcome back to her school.
When she first came to the school, she did not have a warm welcome.
All the white people were spitting on her and
doing mean things.
We're going to make sure she comes back and doesn't remember this place as a place of horror and bad things.
And then the wait was over and the lady of the hour, Count Scoggins, walked down the middle of the street with the two students who organized the event at her side. Count Scoggins slowly made her way to the same steps she climbed as a 15-year-old as rocks, sticks, and other objects were thrown at her. Today, there were only cheers.
It is because of her courage that I can now walk through the front doors of our own academic center because it is no longer segregated.
Morgan Winston organized the day honoring Count Scoggins along with classmate Maya McLean. They asked their principal if they could not just have the event but raise money to have a bench placed in front of the school with a plaque in Count Scoggins' honor. McLean says she came up with the idea after a visit to the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C.
I was excited to see the story of Miss Count Scoggins featured in the museum. It made me realize there was nothing marking this important part of history here at Irwin. My goal was to let others know about her contributions to the civil rights movement that took place on these very steps 62 years ago.
When it was her turn to speak, Count Scoggins said she cried when the two students told her what they wanted to do for her.
It says to me that everything that I endured here at Harding has made a mark on two young women in Charlotte.
After she cut the ribbon for the black wrought iron bench nestled under several trees, in reflecting, Count Scoggins said she was disappointed that her parents decided it was too dangerous for her to remain at Harding.
I said that after I left here at 15, that whatever I did in life, I was going to make sure what happened to me did not happen to another child.
Count Scoggins spent most of her career working as a child care administrator, working with teachers and other school staff. What she says she's most disappointed in these days is that Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools are not much different now than they were in 1957.
In 2019, I'm reliving something in this city the same way it was in 1957, segregated. And that's very disappointing, but not only segregated, but in a lot of ways, they replicate some of the same kinds of things I went through as a child living in Charlotte, being under-resourced and not getting the support from the city.
As crowds gathered around in front of her bench, she told students that they can do whatever they want to and challenged them to show the world how great they can be. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.